It's opening weekend for some southern Idaho ski resorts. At a panel discussion hosted by the Idaho Statesman earlier this week, resort reps talked about infrastructure. Tom Michael reports.
Early December snowfall has led to early December starts for these ski resorts. Bogus Basin added snowmaking guns fed by a storage reservoir that can hold up to 13 million gallons. But at this point, says General Manager Brad Wilson, they only have 3 million gallons.
We ran the guns for 60 hours straight and used up 2 of the 3 million gallons that we had.
For years, visitors to the Tamarack Ski Resort have been greeted by buildings in a state of half-construction. Tamarack, it was jokingly called by John Reveal, the new president, who has plans to fix that.
The Tyvek Village, when you drive up in there, there's four stories of Tyveks. We hope to have the outside of all of the buildings finished by the start of next year.
From Brundage Mountain Resort, Sheila Francis points out menu changes, but also basics like fixing the road.
Oh my goodness, having a new road is amazing. I don't know if anyone is familiar, but Icebox Corner, it's gone. We made it straight.
From Sun Valley, Kelly Lusk says they added new employee housing, but there was also unexpected construction work.
The Warm Springs Day Lodge caught on fire a few days after the season last year, which we were not expecting.
She says the 25-year-old lodge will reopen on December 15th. Tom Michael, Boise State Public Radio News.